KBOK is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOK.
Longtime educator and Arizona native Maria Leon is the director of Primavera Folklorico Dance Company. Through her passion and dedication, hundreds of children and adults have been introduced to Mexican traditional dance. Maria remembers growing up and going to school in the South Phoenix barrio in the 1950s and 60s, and her own introduction to Folklorico.
There were still irrigation ditches. There were still these wonderful cottonwood trees on every corner. And it was just the best time in the world to live in Phoenix, you know. And the thing is, I was remembering all the old parts of the old barrios, like the Briseño's corn shop where you would buy your masa to make tamales. Down the street was Duarte's El Molino. You would also buy masa there, and the Mexican food was great. You want good chorizo, you go to Goyo's over on the south west side of the city at that time. And so all these wonderful little places. In the summer, you go to the barrio called El Campito for raspadas, for snow cones. And so that was our world, really, and we went to school. But once we went to school, you had to split yourself up into the kid who lives at home and then the kid who goes to school. The first time I went to school, I only knew Spanish. I went into a little classroom where it was all the children of color. That was called the Americanization class. That was a beginning of giving up who we were. We grew up, we were in high school, we were into Motown and the folk songs and the rock and roll of the time. And we really, really wanted to get away from being Mexican. Then one day around when I was about 17, my mom had started becoming active in the community. She had been given a car and now she was going all over the place. And she says, do you want to go see a Mexican group dance? And I go, no, anything Mexican, I don't want anything to do with it. She goes, you're going to go see a Mexican group dance. And what had happened is Governor Jack Williams at that time had an exchange with the governor of Sonora, and they brought in this folklorico group from Hermosillo. And they danced there at the auditorium at Phoenix Union. And I sat down and I was protesting. I didn't want to be there. And when I saw them dancing, I mean, I can literally say that my mouth dropped open. I had never seen anything so beautiful connected with being Mexican. The dresses, the music, the movement. When I saw this dancing, I said, I'm going to learn to do that.
And she did. During college, Maria and her soon-to-be husband, Philip, were active at the forefront of the folklorico movement, learning and performing Mexican dance during the early 70s and co-founding Primavera in 1975. Over the years, Primavera Folklorico has promoted Mexican history and heritage in our community through classes and workshops, performances, and various Arizona Commission on the Arts projects. For Maria, dance isn't solely a means of artistic expression. Folklorico provided her a way to integrate her Mexican and American identities, the kid who lived at home and the kid who went to school.
Yes, we were American. We were very American. But there was that other side of us. The folklorico dance was a way to pull it together, to bring it together, make it one person.
If you'd like to see a video of Primavera Folklorico and to see details of their upcoming performances, visit kbaq.org. I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial Legacy project produced by 89.5 KBOK and supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council.